Jamie Yuccas joins us at the bottom of the hour. So this is going to be one wrong answers only. Wrong answers only. Have you ever, Dave Harrigan, ever been a New Year's resolution guy?
No, never really fully committed to one. I'll say, you know, I'll maybe think in my head, okay, this is going to be the year I do this, that. But I know as I'm making the resolution, come on, Dave, be honest with yourself. You're not going to do this.
Do you, when you're talking to yourself, do you refer to yourself in the third person?
I think you have to.
Do you have to?
Yes, you do.
Again, talking to yourself is so massively underrated.
If you're talking to yourself, do you say, come on, I?
Probably me.
Come on, me.
Yeah.
Do better, me.
I've never been a resolution, New Year's resolution. Do I decide at different points in the year, okay, I'm going to commit to it? And my ratio maybe is about 10%. I don't know. But just, okay, it's a new year, so we're doing this. Although I just did tell you something off air that I want us to be committed to because our station is not committed to this and it drives me nuts. So we are going to be committed to that. Just more video. We're doing more video next year. And we'll just do it on at Chad Urban Show, I guess. But
I'm kind of bored with the idea already.
Yeah, I'm not.
Clock hasn't even turned.
I've whined and complained at this place for at least 10 years. We need to have cameras in here. We need to be on YouTube and do all that stuff. So we'll do it on our own and, you know, four people see it and we'll see what happens.
That'd be good.
So we thought we'd have fun with New Year's resolutions. This was Dave's idea. So good idea from Dave as always. Wrong answers, okay? The key is to this, we want to have fun. And also, we don't want to be mean. If you want to be mean about the two of us, okay? And I'd rather you not mean about us. It's New Year's Eve, okay? We could get into a lot of serious stuff. We're not going to get into too much serious stuff today. We're just not. New Year's resolutions for WCCO radio personalities. And we'll go the day part, okay? New Year's resolutions for WCCO radio hosts, if we want to include producers, sure. Not a problem at all. Wrong answers only. I'll chime in. Dave will chime in. But we want you to also chime in. Be funny. Be the opposite. Whatever you want to do. 651-461-9226. For Vanita Sarkar.
I'm going to text, don't call.
I'm going to, the calls don't work. Okay? Can't make it up. Can we still call Yuccas?
Yes, we can call out.
So we can call out.
We can call out.
They can't call us.
That's right.
Do we, maybe during the break, we'll reach out to.
We'll see if we can get things reset and whatnot, but. I think that's our first resolution as a station. We should probably resolve to help all of our competitors with their technical issues because we've got everything licked over here.
WCCO Radio should teach everybody how to set up an app, a building that works, a bathroom that's not disgusting.
We've got one.
Upstairs, yeah. You're right. I kind of stopped going upstairs. I don't know why. Yeah, a resolution would be, again, for Marty, let's keep everything's safe downstairs, but this building could blow up. I don't want anybody hurt. This place is such a dump. Now, I want to be downtown, but I don't want to be in this building. If I never looked at this disgusting carpet from the 1830s again.
Don't say that. It got cleaned recently. Oh,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I will pay for new carpet in this place. I think I'm willing to do it. I just don't want us. Keep us downtown. Get us out of this building. Now, this has nothing to do with the wrong New Year's resolutions. For Vanita, you don't want to get Vanita. I'm going to introduce her to our house because she is the social butterfly of all time.
It is uncanny.
I mean, seriously, she's somewhere for breakfast. She's somewhere for lunch. She's somewhere midday. She's somewhere for dinner. She's somewhere at night. I'm just going to introduce Vanita to the concept of staying home.
Hanging out,
looking at, spend an hour of wasteful time on TikTok like the rest of us.
Yes. You could introduce her to streaming platforms, perhaps.
Yes. Have you met Hulu? mm-hmm. and Apple, because Vanita Sarkar is out and about in the community as much as anyone. So my wrong New Year's resolution is to introduce Vanita to her house.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teach her about food delivery. It can come to you once in a while. You don't always have to go to it.
Exactly. By the way, I'm a social butterfly too, so these are wrong answers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something for Vanita, or do you want to chime in with somebody else?
No,
whoever you want to raise.
Well, I was along similar thought lines with Vanita of introducing her to a night at home.
Yeah.
but I think we could introduce her to perhaps, how do I put this the right way? You know what? She could learn a little something from you. Learn how to be negative. You know what? Let's learn. Vanita, let's have the New Year's resolution be just to, get a little crotchety once in a while.
What if all
get a little cranky.
What if in the New Year you tuned in as supposed to upbeat, looking for the positive Vanita, it was just, go to hell.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you people.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be 80 and sunny today. Terrible. Terrible.
We already have that show, noon to three, and really a lot of nine to noon, too. Let's be honest, a lot of three to six,
too. Okay.
Vanita is our shining light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you like to provide New Year's resolution for Jordana? You know what I would say? A big steak. She's a vegan. She's always been thin, and cancer made her even thinner. A deal with, Murray's Steakhouse.
Mm.
I mean, I'd like to have the Murray's deal. We probably can't own anybody can have Murray's here, but why not? So Jordana just has steaks, burgers, and meat all the time.
That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
I could go for that resolution.
Yeah. We're having steaks tonight.
Yeah, really?
La-di-da.
I have no idea what I'm having tonight.
Yeah.
Probably some sort of leftovers.
Yeah. It's fine.
I'm going to make, you know what? I think Jordana needs to go back to the old ways of CCO.
Mm.
I've had enough of this talking about sex like it's, a typical conversation that anyone can have. No. Jordana, I think the resolution
is. Did you hear Adam last hour?
Clean it up a little bit.
Clean it up.
Clean it up. And you know what? Teach that guy that's on the show with you, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, he put together words last hour that have never been uttered together on WCCO radio. Why not? It's New Year's Eve.
It's fine.
Wrong answers only. I want Adam Carter to have to walk in every day with a smile on his face.
Oh, that's really nice.
And asking you sincerely how you are.
How's your day going?
How's
no,
your day?
Really.
What can I do to help you out?
Turn that frown upside down.
Exactly. Make Carter for a month be Mr. Sunshine.
I've got
how
one.
Long could he make it?
I think it's over.
I think it's
I think it's already
before
over.
It even started.
Yeah, I think the weather has him down, and that's quite seriously. I think the weather does have him down, but
yeah.
Yeah, I've got one actually for their producer.
Oh, for David Josephson.
Yes, okay. And
I have one too.
It's very similar to Vanita.
That's so fine.
I'm going to introduce David Josephson to the concept of the staycation.
Yeah.
Not every day off has to be a trip to the Philippines, David, with your wife, with the kids. You can just hang out at home and go Great Wolf Lodge over in Bloomington.
Yeah.
You don't have to make every day off include a 20-hour flight.
Most of us don't go to Thailand for lunch like David does.
Yes. And then dinner, too. He flies back and then goes again.
Then he goes, dinner. Yeah, exactly. He comes back and then he goes to Brisbane for dinner. So forcing David Josephson to hang out, and also another wrong answers only for David Josephson, watch a lot of TV.
Yes.
And just put the kids up there right there and watch TV. All right, we're getting texts. Wrong answers only. New Year's resolutions for WCC radio hosts. I'll give you one for me right away. Wrong answers only to continue my love of ketchup, mayonnaise, Vess. And what's that awful sandwich I hate?
You hate a sandwich?
Yeah. The French dip.
Oh, the French dip.
The sure. French dip. What a terrible sandwich that is, by the way. So again, the wrong answers only. I will learn to love that rock hard bread, that meat you can't identify, and that sauce, which looks like it came out of your car when they show you the dipstick for the oil, and you really never want to see the dipstick. You know, like, hey, what do you think? I mean, does anybody complain? Do you send it back like a bad bottle of wine?
You did fill it. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much. 19 past one. What do you have? Wrong answers only for New Year's resolutions for hosts here at CCO. Wrong answers only on New Year's resolutions for WCCO radio hosts. 651-461-9226. Pete Najarian, just eat a lot, lay around, don't be motivated, don't work out. Just let it go. Next year, you don't gain 100 pounds, and then just go Ozempic.
He's another guy that could start seeing the negative side of things, too. Let's get a little bit more crotchety in the new year, Pete, please.
What do you have about yourself?
I'm perfect.
You're flawless, okay.
I think, the resolution actually would be to start doing things incorrectly so everyone else can feel better.
Resolution for Chad, learn to exaggerate more in 2025. Try saying 80 trillion, not just 80,000. That's very good. That's six. Wrong answers only. I'm all over dry January. Dry martini, keep them coming. Ba-da-ba.
Hey.
Wrong answers only. Tim Lammers needs to go to a movie. Although I did hear the other day he's got rabbit ears on his TV at home. I like Tim Lammers. Firstly, I met him a couple times. Really nice guy. But how can he be your TV guy if he's got rabbit ears? Does he have three? Does he just? What if we find out that Lammers this whole time has been making up everything on all the shows because he doesn't have any streaming services?
It's very plausible. You can have the rabbit ears and streaming services. I mean, that just means he doesn't get cable? It's not like you're seeing the new releases on FX.
Wrong answers only. Chad becomes an evangelical and teaches a Bible school class.
That could work.
That could. We had this topic that I was thinking about getting to today, and I decided we don't want to talk anything serious today. We're going to talk some charities in the last 20 minutes, and I think that's fairly serious, and I think it'd be a good segment. Because, again, church attendance, way down.
Yeah.
And, again, you find spirituality anywhere and everywhere. It doesn't start and end in your place of worship. But the numbers keep going down. So Thursday, we'll get back to that because I want to see what people have to say. Because I don't think it's going to change. Do you? Do you see in 2025, we'll get back to wrong answers only here in a second. But do you think whether it's a synagogue, it's a mosque, it's a church, that numbers will jump up? Because more and more people are drifting away from organized religion. More are just also, if they're still involved in religion, they may be somewhat agnostic about it. And others still believe in one of the faiths, but they just don't attend as much for whatever reason. I don't see what's going to change that. Now, Donald wraps himself in the arm of evangelicals, which, again, is one of the craziest things of all time, because who's lived a more evangelical life than Donald Trump?
He's got many Bibles.
Many Bibles.
His favorite book.
Favorite book, except he can't cite anything from it. Do you see that change?
If we're talking short term, no. But I could certainly see this being kind of an ebb and flow thing, where maybe in the next decade, two decades, you see the benches, the pews start being a little bit more full than they are right now. But, yeah, I mean, when I look around, when I'm at the old Catholic Mass, sure is more empty than I ever remember it being, aside from, you know, in the heart of the pandemic.
Wrong answers only. Dave should resolve to put his to quit his job and take his overrated, underrated, properly rated song on tour. See, you don't think that's a wrong answer.
No, I think that's exactly right. I could take that along with the Ask Adam song, Susie's tune.
Yeah.
I mean, I basically got an album at this point.
You do. Chad, why don't you stop sleeping all the time? Get out of bed one of these days. Oh, that's very good. Okay. Another one says, wrong answers only. Jason DeRussia will start taking selfies.
We'd like to know where he's at sometimes.
Yeah. What else do you have for DeRussia?
For DeRussia, I think the New Year's resolution should be, you know what? Two layers maximum. Two layers. Undershirt, maybe a hoodie, or something a little bit more classy over the top.
Yeah.
That's it. We're not layering anymore. Too much work, too much effort. Let's simplify the wardrobe for Jason DeRussia.
Wrong answers only for Dan Cook. No more hoodies.
Well, you know that's not possible.
That's why it's a wrong answer. If Dan was not allowed to wear a hoodie, he might cease to exist.
I think he's
gonna... hosting today, 360. He's well-dressed today.
Is he? I haven't seen him yet.
He's come in. He's got the vest. He's prepared.
He's got the bow tie? Is it special bow tie Tuesday?
It used to be bow tie Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has the bow tie on.
Okay.
Who just sent me a text and is wondering if I'm working on Friday?
Shaletta.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Shaletta, New Year's resolution, listening to the station and checking her email.
Yeah. Check email when I tell you I'm not working Friday. Or also when you drive into work, just click on the show.
Seems like you could do that.
Because Shaletta drove in last week when we were off. And
Sean's banana pudding in tow.
Yeah. Saw Dave Schrader. Did a quick U-turn and walked up. And then was mad at us. Wrong answers only. Chad becomes Secretary of Spirituality for the Trump administration. That'd be a good gig.
Not bad. Do you get confirmed with that?
Yeah, I don't.
A new cabinet post?
I do not want an FBI background check either. No, thank you. 2025, the California Psychics partner with DraftKings. That's a good one. For H. Lake, he's no longer allowed to buy his Tom Ford cologne in giant buckets.
He's off the Tom Ford.
Is he off the Tom Ford?
I believe
really?
The last time or two he was in, he let it slip that he's moved to a different scent, a different fragrance.
Oh, because he would let you know about his Tom Ford success.
I think this is one that he doesn't even want to tell you what it is.
Oh, it's secret.
Because then you might Google it and find out how much he's actually paying for it.
Yeah, I think that's a fair answer. Excellent text on this topic. Appreciate it. Jamie Ukas, next on CCO. Jamie is here, like all of our guests. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Do you agree with me that if someone says to you today, see you next year, it's never funny? It never was funny one single time.
I totally disagree with you. I think it's hilarious
stop.
Every time someone does it to me.
My God.
Like, all my coworkers are doing it this morning. I laughed every single time. And I'm like, yeah, you bet. We'll see you tomorrow. Next year.
What's happened to you? Honestly.
I don't know.
I need to fly, a longer conversation. I need to fly out there and provide some therapy.
No, you just want to get out of winter. I heard your forecast.
Yes. But I might be headed not too far from you for the same sort of trip as last year. So,
well, let me know.
Yeah, we'll find a way to get together again. Okay.
That'd be great.
The most memorable New Year's Eve of Jamie Ukas's life. You've got to have a couple. What do you have?
I have a couple.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Well, the top two. And last year, I filled in on CBS Morning. And my husband, then fiance, Doug, was with me, and we were able to watch the ball drop from the Paramount building at 1515 Broadway.
Ooh,
and
that's pretty.
It was, you know, like 6 weeks before our wedding, so that was awesome.
Yep.
And then I believe it was 2016, maybe 2017, maybe it was 16 going into 17, I was able to do the same thing with my mom in Times Square.
Weren't you in it at that point? So you weren't just above it. Were you with the masses then? I'm trying to remember.
No.
Okay.
I actually was reporting that night. My mother, it was raining. It was awful.
Yeah.
It turned into snow. She was able to sit with my producer and stuff kind of inside sheltered, and I was doing live shots. So, but we got to see the ball drop, and it was, you know, it's a memory. I'm trying to think, like, my younger one, you know, I'm somebody who my senior year of high school was Y2K, 2000.
Yeah.
That one is always memorable because I remember I was with a big group of friends and none of us knew what was going to happen. And, you know, like my friend's parents had filled the bathtub with water just in case something went wrong.
Think about that. I think people forget how
crazy we all were.
Crazy we were. And it turned out to be absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing. I was with Kathleen and another couple. Man, did that guy turn out to be fraud. I should mention his name right now. Just one of the great frauds of all time. You know when you go on a date with somebody else and you go, just wait, that guy's going to turn out to be a fraud. And then you find out later he is.
Yep.
I might have separated both shoulders patting myself on the back. But we were in St. Paul. We stayed at the St. Paul Hotel and we were out. And then like it happened. It was like, oh, guess what? The world still is around. What do we have? Start the COVID text. Okay, let's go. The COVID. I'm trying to think something else that we built up that dramatically. And it turned out to be absolutely unequivocally
I don't
nothing.
Know, because that, if you think about that, there were shows about it. There were movies made, like all the things that were going to happen. It was on the news every day. Everyone was like testing their computers and doing things. It was a huge deal. That was a lot of hype. That was a lot of hype.
Okay, so if I said to you today that I can get you and Doug in to Times Square, but you have to be there now. You have to be there at 2:38.
Nope.
And you're not leaving.
Nope.
And it's going to rain a lot.
Nope. I think, isn't that the funny thing as you get, like, first of all, I've had the wonderful experience of being able to do it in a way that a lot of people can't. So I applaud anyone who can do that and braves it and wants to experience it and have that first, more power to you. I just find the older I get, like, I just don't want to stay up that late. It's not even like the crowd, like, I don't want to be standing there. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be up that late. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I still can stay up late, and I like going to events. You know that. I like going to concerts, and I don't like to go as many games because I've attended, like, I don't know, 500,000?
La-di-da.
La-di-da. I've been lucky. I've been incredibly lucky, and then that was my job for a long, long time, too. So, but the spectacle of things, yes, but literally to sit somewhere and I can't leave, and I either have a catheter, I've got Depends, or, I mean, no, Dave Harrigan, you and Lindsay, the kids are covered. You get a chance.
Why are you even asking?
2:40, you've got to go now. How much money for Dave Harrigan? 2:40, and by the way, it can't be easy getting out of there, right, Jamie? It's not like everybody just...
Actually, no. That's the misnomer of it all. It is insane. It's like within 3 minutes, all of Times Square has vacated.
Really?
No one is left there. It is a ghost town, and the streets are clean within an hour. Like, it's...
That's crazy.
Like, the confetti gets cleaned up. They have that down to a sign. Like, you just watch. It's like the minute the ball is over, everyone's done kissing, they do their champagne, gone.
Yeah. Okay, Dave Harrigan, noted frugal man, you and Lindsay have to be there now at 2:40. So you are there for the next 9 hours and 20 minutes. And once you've entered the arena, there's no leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, It might be raining right now. It's supposed to be rainy.
Yeah, you're making it sound even better.
And dank. How much money? Listen, now it's a 241. So you've saved a minute?
Mm-hmm.
How much, Dave Arrigan?
How much money would it take? Would you have to pay me to do it?
Yes.
$1,000 an hour.
$1,000 an hour, so...
Go ahead.
Sorry, you're at 240 to 340, 344.
I'm just fingers.
So what? You want $10,000?
Yeah, if I'm there for 10 hours, I want $10,000.
$10,000.
Either that or give me the 10-minute pass. Let me arrive at like 11:52 and walk out with everyone else at 12:02.
Okay, that doesn't
go. There you go.
Well, how much do you want for that?
I'll do that gratis.
Oh, what a giver.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's on the house.
I mean, I didn't realize I work with Mother Teresa.
I mean, a sponsorship deal would be nice. Harrigan here for Times Square Ball Drop.
You know what? I don't think you'd do it for $10,000.
Oh, I absolutely would.
I think you'd blink.
I'd do it for far less.
Now, do you have a great New Year's Eve, Harrigan?
Do I have one planned?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Oh, I was asking if Dave has a super memorable.
No. For me, they've mostly all been low key.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may have gotten a concussion going skiing one afternoon on New Year's
Eve. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
It's memorable.
Yeah, it was memorable. It was after that with my brother.
Maybe it's not.
I took a turn that I didn't realize was going to lead me to the mogul area of the hill, and I was going way too fast.
Yeah.
Up and yard sale. Skis, poles everywhere.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, anyway, we're heading home.
Okay, in L.A., is there a definitive place where people gather?
No, I read this on Axios this morning. Okay. 22% of the country is in Mountain Time or West Coast Time, and we all end up watching the East Coast feed. There's like 77 million people, right, that... like audience, and we all end up watching the New York Times Square ball drop at our midnight. So there's little things like I live near Marina Del Rey, as you know.
Yep.
Chad, and they do a fireworks little show off the pier. I know, you know, there's other parties and things, but there's no like there's nothing like New York Times Square. There's nothing set up here like that.
Well, for sure. It's just as you know very well, downtown LA has improved a lot over the last 25 years, right? Now, again...
That's true. However, COVID did... It's a little like New York, where it improved a lot. COVID kind of pushed it back a little bit. It's kind of trying to find its groove again.
Yeah, you would think... Because you're right. When it's on the West Coast... I mean, honestly, once you get past Times Square, there's no real place in Central Time Zone either, right? Where they show and you're like, oh, that's really cool.
Well, yeah, I think the funny thing to me about it is, like, I plan to watch the East Coast feed and then go to bed.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. And if you want
to. How early are you taking your teeth out? I mean, you're going to bed at, like, 4 in the afternoon?
Well, I am working tomorrow.
That's true.
So that my lovely co-anchor can have the day off tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't tell that see you next year joke on air again, okay? Please, for the love of God, just don't. Okay.
Well,
now will you be clicking a little bit tonight?
What do you mean?
Watching TV.
Oh, actually, Doug and I are going out to a very early dinner with some neighbors.
Denny's?
And then, yes.
I mean, you go to bed. The Perkins?
And actually,
Whole Country Buffet?
We're being really extravagant. We're going to the new, it's called Laurel Grill in Culver City. It just opened, so we're going to go check it out and see what it's like.
Isn't the average age in Culver City like 95?
Something like that.
What's happened to you?
Hey, it's the Cali. I'm slowing down.
We used to go drinking all the time. What's happened?
I'm more mindful now, Chad.
No, you're more okay. You're spiritual. You found yourself. Namaste. Okay, and I'm staying into have Q. Michelle's coming over. So, Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think Andy's very funny.
And he
shows the other side of Anderson Cooper. If it was Anderson Cooper and somebody else, if it's a good, serious news story, yeah, he's great. But yucking it up, no. But Andy Cohen is very funny. So,
well, they are best friends. So, yeah, you know, exactly. You know how there's always something like you can, can't you like rib your best friend differently than you can other people?
Yes.
You know, like,
for sure.
Because you know there's kind of that like family thing where you know you're still going to love each other and it'll be okay.
Okay. So when you, well, you're going to get home at like 6, I mean, the shows are going to be cold. now, Dave, will you watch Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen? Will you go to some of the music? Are you taking your teeth out too?
Well, normally we go to a little gathering with a friend's house. You know, it's got the kids. It's a whole family thing.
Yep.
But now Lindsay's been sick the last 2 days, so we're out on that.
Aww.
So it's going to be very low-key at home, you know, play some games, get the kids to bed at an actual decent time, which is a good thing. But, you know, maybe a little, you know, Dick Clark rock and New Year's Eve. I don't know if I'll make it to midnight, but, yeah, maybe get the East Coast 11 o'clock our time.
It's now been rebranded Ryan Seacrest, Rocking Around the Clock.
I thought it was still Dick Clark with Ryan.
I think it might be Dick Clark Productions, they might call it that.
Okay, maybe.
Can I just say I don't get the Seacrest experience. Bravo. I mean, congrats.
I mean, good for him.
Good for him. He's done a lot
you
of amazing. Yeah, but he's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. All right, we're going to let you go.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
Hey, we'll talk next year.
My God. Oh, hold on.
Well done.
Wait, Susie Jones wants to come in and say hello to you here.
I just want to say Happy New Year, Jamie.
Happy New Year, Susie. I hope you have a great 2025.
And I also want to apologize for hogging the mic at Sue Zelikson's birthday party. It's been on my heart, so I'm clearing the slate. It's the end of the year. I'm taking this time out of Chad's show to do
a
live amends.
What?
She didn't do anything. She
now, what did
funny.
You do? What did you do, Susie?
Jamie came in especially to be the host of Sue Zelikson's 90th birthday.
Didn't say hi at all, by the way. I mean, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Point being, at the very end, she said goodbye, and I just felt like no one from CCO had really acknowledged her, and she was a pivotal person here, is a pivotal person here at CCO.
She left us. She said, hit the road, suckers.
I don't know if that's exactly how it went. I think it might have gone differently.
Yeah.
Anyway. But
losers,
the final,
I'll never talk to you again.
In the final moments, I just literally grabbed the microphone.
No, you would grab the mic, really?
Yes. And
can you believe this? That Susie would...
No. Kind of like what she's doing right now.
I'm repeating history, except for I feel less bad about trouncing on Chad as I did about trouncing on you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry for this, but I will to you.
I survived. I still adore you. It's all good.
Okay.
And you know what? It was about Sue that night, so no hard feelings.
Okay. Well, there we go.
That's not what you told me.
Oh, stop
that
it,
little
Dad.
Something or other.
Easy.
Okay.
Words that started with F and B. I just, you know,
oh my goodness.
You make it up.
I'm very happy for you, Jamie, because you look very happy, and it's nice to see on Facebook your celebratory life with your beautiful husband.
Well, thank you. I was saying 2024, I know it was tough for a lot of people. We had some really wonderful moments, so I'm looking at it fondly, but I'm happy to turn the page to 25 and see what that has in store.
Beautiful. All right, get ready for dinner. It's 11:49 out there. You're probably hungry. See ya. Talk to you next
week.
Maybe
I'll go make some chicken soup. Okay.
Oh, that'd be good.
Bye.
Jamie Yukis, a borderline shut-in here on WCCO.
You know you need a little Paul Anka today.
Yeah, I really didn't think I needed Paul Anka. But consider we were just kidding Jamie about having dinner at 11:45. Paul Anka works.
Yeah, it does work. Hey, the Laurel Grill in Culver City looks all right. I looked it up.
Did you look it up?
Got some decent stuff on the menu.
Very
American
nice.
Classics.
Now, we covered this yesterday as a news story. I didn't opine on it enough, and I want to jump back into it. Tim Walz and the special election. So we need a special election for two incredibly different reasons. And who knows, with Senator Mitchell back in the news today, maybe a third. One special election is because Carrie Dietzick faced cancer multiple times. And by all accounts, a very good human being. And ovarian cancer where at one point she thought she had put this behind her, but people with cancer know it can come back, and it did. And ended her life just way too soon at 62. So, special election, sure, we get it. Then we get the other Democrat, Curtis Johnson, who we're having a special election here because he lied. Because he didn't live in his district. A left-leaning district, by the way. And he then says the other day, I think he might have even used the phrase, I'm stepping down. There was nothing to step down from. You didn't have the seat. You lied to get it. You hadn't served one day in office. You're not stepping down. You invaded the party. You weren't invited to the party. You were kicked out of the party. You don't then say, hey, I had a great time. I'm going to leave now. Good to see everybody.
Can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah. So the Johnson thing happened first. By the way, there's guilt on both. The guilt is way more for the Democrats, right? In a district that leans left, you can't double and triple check that your candidate actually is qualified to serve this seat.
Maybe just single check.
I mean, by the way, the Republicans, I don't think they should feel like they handled this extraordinarily well. Maybe a little more research. I know there was some conversation about it. They weren't good enough.
I got to it eventually.
Yeah, after he won.
It's the perfect time to do it.
So they set a January 28th date to replace Curtis Johnson. If needed, a primary seat will be held January 14th. And again, I'm not kidding. The Democrats should not be allowed to offer up a candidate. I believe that 1,000%. I do. If your party offers up a non-qualified candidate, and because of the non-qualified candidate, another election has to be held, you don't get to offer up a candidate. I'm serious. I think you thought I was joking at first. I'm serious.
No, I did not. I think DeRusha thought you were joking. I think I remember. He thought that was lunacy. I can absolutely get behind that. I could get behind if the rule was, you know, just like a horse race. The horse that finished first, well, he was seen actually whipping the other jockey with his thing. So he's out. Number two horse, you're now the winner.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
I would agree with that more than the Democrats get to put somebody else in. And by the way, if it was Republican, it's the same thing. But here's the part that should bug people, because the Democrats are trying to have these same day, and also they're rushing the Dietzick situation. Why? Because they're worried about control, right?
Mm-hmm.
The narrow margin in the House, the narrow margin in the Senate. Kerry Dietzick dies Saturday, correct? They announce Monday, that already when we're going to have an election for her seat. And by the way, guess when it is? Oh, because we have another election. We'll do it January 28th. And oh, by the way, those interested in running for office must submit their affidavits of candidacy and nominating petitions with the Secretary of State or the Hennepin County Auditor. What would you think if, first of all, they should have given Kerry more of a moment of grace and waited multiple days, in my opinion. They announce Monday that the special election is going to take place. Guess when you have to turn in that you're committed? Oh, today at 5 o'clock. Now, did I miss it? Did they change this? Because this is insulting. It's 2 days and it's a holiday week. Come on. This is clownish material. You with me? On one day for people to decide.
It's a little quick.
It's a little quick, to say the least. The criticism is just. Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. Time for you to save on home insulation by getting a $500 discount on your project.